Chuck Mead fits right in at the bar at Robert's Western World, a storied Nashville honky-tonk.
Nashville, you go to make country music. I mean, that's... And there's a certain vibration down here. There's a whole songwriting culture and playing culture that really doesn't exist outside of maybe New York or Los Angeles or Chicago.
Mead left Kansas 20-some years ago to go pro. He formed the group BR549. First thing you know, they're on David Letterman, touring the globe.
But when they introduce me on stage, they always say, from Lawrence, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Lawrence, Kansas, please put your hands together for Chuck Mead and his Grassy Knoll Boys.
Mead's written several songs about how he longed to bust out of Kansas, but he loves coming back.
Both feet are in Nashville, but my heart is still back here, in this specific place, actually.
The place he grew up, 15 acres of gently rolling countryside south of Lawrence, Kansas, a ranch-style house with a couple of old cars and a pole barn off to the side.
Yeah, I saw one of our colts born in this stall. Wow. And Tasha.
His folks still live here. Uncle Larry's place is just across the pasture. And old friends greet him all over Lawrence. But it took me 2 decades in Nashville before he finally got down to writing about home.
I know. I started thinking about Ivy Honeycutt, who's this little girl that was a year older than me in school, that I went to grade school with out here at the Kaw Valley Grade School, who got murdered by her cousin.
And she cried, "Where have you gone to, Ivy Honeycutt?
Killing was young Mead's first brush with evil, but not the state. Mead's written about the Clutter family murders made famous by Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. There's another song about the day Confederate guerrillas slaughtered abolitionists in Lawrence. We're there to make sure Kansas entered the Union a free state. As Mead says, Kansas can be scary, but it doesn't show up much in popular song, according to music journalist Steve Wilson.
It happens, but not a lot, and particularly not in the rock era. Yeah, we do have one of the more famous state songs, certainly.
You sing a little bit of it?
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Right, but Wilson says Mead knows what he's doing, devoting an album to challenging the state's uber-bland Dorothy and Toto image.
You know, he grew up in the era of the concept album. So, you know, he's a smart enough student of the music to know that this is a kind of unusual, kind of a novel thing to do.
The bottleneck in Lawrence is just about empty late in the afternoon, as Mead and the Grassy Knoll Boys do their sound check. Mead's mom, Lois Faye Mead, leans on one of the tables.
Chuck has never forgotten where he came from. He's always been a Kansan.
But growing up, Kansan was kind of a wild ride for Mead. Out in the alley and back of the bar, he recalls a close encounter in his 20s.
We were having band practice, and, you know, someone had a little LSD, and we took it, and then I realized that I had to drive pizzas around from 6 to 8. So I had a couple of guys in the car with me, and we saw this thing in the sky. It wasn't a star, and then it kept getting bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden we realized that we were looking at a UFO.
That ain't no Chevrolet.
It was green. It was sort of greenish and red, you know, glowing, pulsating. And you could kind of feel. I mean, we got out of the car. We're like, look at that. Look at that.
I swear to you, I would not lie.
Mead says he had to leave the orbit of Kansas to get a global view of the place.
Since it's a lot of years, really, since I've lived here, I'm far enough away from it that I feel like I'm removed from people enough that I can not pull any punches and get real. And all these songs are real to me. And I feel like with that distance, I can write those songs.
So this new record, Free State Serenade, is about Kansas, but it never could have happened without Nashville. And Chuck Mead, a guy uniquely qualified to mix the two. Frank Morris, KCUR News.